on part one of our series on the cost of textbooks. Should textbooks go digital? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tanya Groves, assistant professor of English at the University of Northwestern St. Paul, explores how open textbooks can help students make their dollar go farther.
The average student loan borrower owes more than $30,000. According to researcher Sarah Goldrick Rabb, in 1990, only the poorest quarter of American families had to pay much more than 20% of their annual income for higher education. Today, 75% of families pay at least that much after all grants are distributed. Today, the maximum Pell Grant covers less than one-third of the cost of attending a public college and only 60% of the cost of attending a community college. In the midst of this rather bleak financial picture comes the reality of associated textbook costs. Textbook prices have risen up to 6 times the rate of inflation, up 1,047% since 1971. Clearly, not having a textbook negatively impacts academic performance. Open Educational Resources, or OER, are digitally accessible, openly licensed text, media, and other resources useful for teaching and learning. Open textbooks are a specific type of OER, and the textbooks are written by faculty experts and able to be printed at a fraction of the cost of traditional textbooks. Open textbooks aren't just free, they're able to be reused, revised, remixed, and redistributed. From the moment a student logs onto a course, the open textbook is available, and the open license allows a faculty member to augment and edit the open text to make it better. Open textbooks don't simply remove financial barriers for students, they empower faculty with choice and the ability to improve upon their curriculum, introducing a continuous improvement loop that previously did not exist.
That was Tanya Groves of the University of Northwestern St. Paul. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.